In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer.
Well, welcome back, friends, to Common Prayer. I am Kathy B., and it's Friday, day 33 already of our journey through the season of Lent, and we are getting closer and closer to Easter. And we've been methodically and intentionally preparing our hearts. Together, we've been paying closer attention to what God is doing in and around us and attempting to discover in brand new ways the extraordinary in the ordinary, and to allow ourselves to even be surprised by God when we least expect it. We so hope and pray that this time continues to serve you and that it encourages this just new and holy attention to the activities of your ordinary lives every day. And we hope this continues way beyond Easter as well. Our word for today is pray, and our scripture is from Luke 11:1, which says, "And it came about that while he was praying in a certain place, after he had finished, one of his disciples said to him, 'Lord, teach us to pray, just as John also taught his disciples.'" And I want to invite you now to take a few moments for a holy pause and to ask the Lord to quiet your heart and to center you and your mind on him so that you can hear and practice what he has for you today and pay fresh attention to this important word, pray. Let's do that right now. I remember hearing a definition of prayer in college that kind of stopped me right in my tracks, and I think it was because it was so basic. And it was this: prayer is simply talking with God. I thought that was so great because it's like it went ding, 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 ding. I get it now. And I think it struck me because that understanding gave me this new freedom and permission to be myself with God. And I hadn't necessarily felt that before, that I would be able to tell him anything and everything. And I am glad to tell you that I still do that now, and you can too, but for a while, my relationship with God got pretty one-sided because I did all the talking. And I eventually began to discover that prayer is more than talking to God. It's about communication with God. It includes talking, for sure, but it's listening, too. And over a lot of years and talking and listening to God, I am continuing to learn that prayer is a lot more than a button to be pushed. It is a relationship to be pursued. And I think our verse today gives us a beautiful picture of how the word pray became a lot more than a button to the disciples. Luke 11:1 says, "One day Jesus was praying in a certain place, and when he finished, one of his disciples said to him, "Lord, teach us to pray, just as John taught his disciples." How refreshing that must have been for Jesus to hear, don't you think? "Lord, we want to pray like you do. Would you teach us? We want to pray like that too. We want to be close to God the Father just like you are." And he gets right to it because he said to them right after that, "When you pray, say, Father, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come. Give us each day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation." These aren't magic words, but they are full of instruction from Jesus himself about how we can learn to communicate with God. And what I would like to do is to walk us through his instructions to us about how to pray. And we can pray privately and corporately. Keep that in mind as I lead you here. I just want to take it phrase by phrase and let you use that as an impetus to express in your own words what you need to God. The first is, "Father, hallowed be your name." As you hear those words, maybe you could express in your own words something like, "Yes, Father, it is my heart's desire that your name would be revered for who you are, my God, our God, our Creator, the Holy One, who in your great mercy gave your only Son to save us from our sins." Express that to him. "May your kingdom come." I know that Jesus is reigning right now with authority over everything. And yet we still experience so much brokenness here on earth. Father, bring your kingdom in greater measure today, beginning in my own heart and pouring out to my home, my community, my city, my nation, and to the ends of the earth. As you express your heart, know that he receives our heartfelt laments. "Give us each day our daily bread." Father, I admit that I like my luxuries. Would you help me to be content and thankful for the ways you provide for every need I have? Give him thanks and ask him to continue to provide your daily bread. "We ourselves also forgive everyone who is indebted to us." Father, I want to forgive others as generously as you forgive me. And right now I don't. Would you help me? In the quiet, would you allow Jesus to show you anyone whom you need to forgive? "And lead us not into temptation." I love how Liz led us yesterday with this word when she asked us to consider reframing the word temptation. into something that Jesus offers us as an opportunity to connect with Him in a deeper way, an opportunity for greater dependency on Him, to experience more of His healing light. Would you bring your temptations to Him? Well, why would Jesus instruct us to pray like this? I don't think it was just to provide some words for His disciples or for us who don't have anything else to say to God. I think rather the Lord's Prayer is meant to have a total shaping effect on our hearts and to help us see and long for the very things that God Himself desires more than anything, so that we will see and experience more of God Himself in our hearts and lives. I would love to pray for you. Father, help us to enter into these words of prayer that you taught us. Help us to live into them, to meditate on them, and to speak them. Would you let these words have a wonderfully shaping effect on our hearts? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. For our daily practice today, you all, I would just like to suggest that you take the time to meditate on the Lord's Prayer today. Slowly and often, recite each line and consider its meaning in your life. We'll see you back here tomorrow. Thanks for joining.
Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.